Hello, and this is the From the Hip Podcast. What is a podcast? I often ask myself that question. And perhaps we'll discuss that topic coming up. It's been so long since I've been on the air. Truthfully, I have about 8 or 9 episodes that I've recorded that I haven't released. Why? The reason is because I think they're just boring. As well, this episode may be boring as well. The big struggle I have is, if I call myself a comedy podcast, I gotta have comedy in there. Or should it be the occasional comedy podcast, and other times just talking about life in general? How have you been? It's been a long time, and what's been going on over here? I wanted to tell you that the weather has turned really, really warm. The other day, I was pulling up Facebook, you know, much like our psychopathically obsessed society does, on their phones, and I noticed that a year ago I shared a photo. It was minus 33 degrees Celsius, which is unbearably cold. Very cold. Your car functions much like the Fred Flintstone mobile would have functioned. It felt like you were driving a block, a cinder block, a very cold cinder block around town. But now we're talking, it's 0 degrees Celsius right now, which is 32 degrees Fahrenheit, or 36, one or the other. That's pretty warm. That's really warm, right? The snow banks are melting away. One part that is really rough on my car is that the roads, because the snow base that they had, because it wasn't plowed really well to start with, people were driving in it and they formed these lanes that are about 2 inches deeper. And they go right down to the ground on the road. And it's really hard on the car, because if your car gets in that rut, if you got mud flaps or a low car like I do, your car's going to bottom out. And it's really, really tough to back out of the driveway right now. That's really the downside. Hitting the highway, going to work. It's the beginning of a new work week. I like that because, I don't know, for some reason my mind gets reset and I'm really optimistic on Mondays. I don't know about you. Do you make plans of the things you want to achieve, things you want to get accomplished? Not necessarily like, you know, your social media BS or things like that, but just some things that are kind of hanging around that you got to deal with. Last week I went for an MRI on my knee. After months and months of not doing it, because really I was hopeful that things were going to get better, but they haven't got better. My knee is, it gives out every now and then when I extend my leg. I haven't played soccer for months because I got hurt. I think it was sometime in September. And I'm in a physical depression, kind of, to speak of. Yeah. So now I'm getting the MRI done, getting the results tomorrow. And I've been going to a chiropractor, trying to get my leg stronger. And I guess back to shape, back in alignment. But truthfully, the mobility of the knee has been better, but it's still kind of slipping out. And for me, it's the outside of the knee where I have the problem. That would be nice to get back into soccer. I don't even know what they're going to say. What are they going to say? Oh, hi, your knee? Yeah, you're going to need surgery. Thank you. Bye. Oh, is that something that you want to do? Is that a good thing? I guess whatever gets you closer to your goal, right? Thank you very much. Okay, where are we here? I'm in line with the cars. On my right-hand side, we've got 3 dump trucks ready to turn into our lane. We're waiting for those guys to go. There's three identical dump trucks. And I don't know where they're going. I have no idea. What are you going to dump right now, this time of year? So that is happening. Yeah, ideas for the podcast. I've actually been writing a few ideas, kind of developing a couple of ideas. I've always had this obsession with robots. Back in Battlestar Galactica, we're talking the late 70s, early 80s, when Battlestar Galactica was big. Lauren Green. They had something called the Cylons. Cylons were these androids, I guess. I don't even know what they were officially called. But they spoke really cool. And that was the part of the show that I liked the best, whenever the Cylons would come. So I like fooling around with making robot noises.
Robot noises.
Sci-fi. Sci-fi is kind of cool to me. I really like when directors or writers or whatever, the show depicts what's coming in our future.
Destroy all humanoids.
There's a few programs out there that have done that really well. One of them is called The Black Mirror. The Black Mirror, you could see from on Netflix. The first episode of The Black Mirror is really hitting the point on what's happening these days with our phones and our liking and sharing society, and how much we are dependent on it for our feel good state, so to speak. If you get a chance, check out The Black Mirror, the very, very first episode. I thought it was very well done and right to the point. I've got a teenage daughter who is glued to her phone, you know, almost every minute that she can be. Just feel bad for them for that. I really don't think that it's healthy, you know. And today she says, oh, this person unfollowed me a month ago. I bet you she's still following my brother and things like this. It's like, oh, they don't need this. These 13 or 14 year old girls, they just don't have the sensibility yet to deal with this. Do you agree? Please say you do. I can't see how it's making things better. I don't think it's one of those situations where the earlier you get into this, the better you're going to be able to deal with it. I just don't think they're ready to deal with this drama yet. And there's been unfortunate cases already out there where really the most horrible thing on earth can happen to a girl because of these social pressures. And even for us, my friend brought it up yesterday as we went for coffee. It's called the Grey Park Mafia at my buddy Joe's place. Went for coffee and says, you know, what's the first thing you do in the morning? Yeah, most of us grab our phones and go from there. Start peeking around. Oh, what's going on? I've done it too. I'm not going to claim that I am immune. I am a bad offender at times. Well, I will say though, my phone went into the shop and I temporarily used my daughter's phone here, and I haven't installed Facebook or email or Twitter or Snapchat on this phone, and for some miraculous reason, I'm still alive. I'm still functioning as a human being. Crazy, isn't it? We'll catch you next time on the From the Hip Podcast.
System reset.